tips for brand new first-time gardeners. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, if you're thinking of starting your first-time ever vegetable garden, this report from USDA's Gary Crawford might help you.
If you are among the many Americans who are trying your hand at growing some vegetables for the very first time, we have some expert advice, which is to get some expert advice.
Every state in the United States has a wonderful extension service, and my first bit of advice would be tell people to use it.
Particularly to find out what plants are the best for your area and when to plant them. This from Dennis Patton. He's a Kansas State University Extension Garden expert. He told us,
if you go to your extension service in your county, you're going to get good research base, not some wives' tale or home remedy on gardening. So that's the first place to start.
Now, Dennis Patton's advice for newbies?
Start simple. Start small. You know, you're not trying to hoard food for the winter. You're just trying to supplement your diet during the summer.
And along that same start simple theme, Dennis says maybe we shouldn't start off clearing a special section of the yard for the garden or building raised beds and all of that. Instead, Dennis says just incorporate your vegetable plants
into your traditional landscape. So instead of putting in a six pack of petunias in the spring, put in some green beans or take advantage of a spot where an overgrown shrub was. Take it out and put your tomato plants in there. And so do this kind of idea of incorporating the vegetables into your existing space until you know whether or not you're going to love it. And then the other thing that's really been popular and I've gotten more questions on this year is growing vegetables in containers on your decks, patios, those type of things that really doesn't take a plot of soil.
But again, contact your local extension service. They can get you a guide on what things will do well in your situation, considering how much sun that your yard or deck gets. These guides also let you know when to plant.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.